parsha that is the shofet, the shvita on the mem. The judgment of the mem. Shofet of the mem. The mem at the beginning of the word, the mem at the end of the word. Kayadu, Rabbi, say those who learn the Svarim, Sifrei Chasidus, Sifrei Kabbalah, this is the culmination of the Zman of Shovivim, of the Mem. The Mem represents the Mem of Mishpatim, both at the beginning of the word and the Mem of the word, the Mem HaPsicha, Psucha, the Mem HaStuma, which is the Os representing to of majority of the uniqueness of this week's parsha, which is mammon, money. Halo davarhu, how fascinating it is that on the parsha that we culminate and we end and we close the weeks of Shovavim with the yesod of the pursuit of money, halo davarhu, is it that in the religious practice we have a special Kriya Satira, the Rosh Chodesh Adar Mashmin al Ashkolim, that we lay in another mem, the Machtis HaShekel, which is presented in the Torah with a mem. It didn't have to be presented in a mem. Rabban Shalom could have told us, take a Chatzi Shekel. And that's really the way you would say it in Hebrew. Ze Chatzi Shekel. Kama ze? Chatzi Shekel. Machtis HaShekel. With the mem. Why is it that the Torah cares about money and has a special mitzvah about money? And the linkage to that with the mem of mammon, of mishpatim, in this week's parasha. It's funny, when you deal with dinei mammonis, you deal with the letter mem often. Haroitze mone, right? Roitze masayim. A person who is makabel mone, a makabel mone, roitze masayim. Person who gets 100 wants 200. He gets lost in the mems, in the mammons. In the marbe, marbe nechosim, marbe daiga. David Gabay has a beautiful song that I was listening. My kids have the CD in the car. We listen to the CD, one of the CDs that we have there. And he has a fascinating song. He says, in the lyrics, it's fascinating. He points out that the mem, the mu sound, is not only in Hebrew, dealing with dinei mammonis. But he says, Hamekabel mone, 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 rotze mosayim. You want mone, 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 you keep on trying. See, there's a chap there that it's both the mem in the Hebrew and the mem in the English, and the m in the English is all about money. Is all about money. Money, 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 money. So let's be ma'ayin into this sugya a little bit. I'm going to talk about something today that I've never spoken about, but I think it's a very important nakuda for all of you that are going to be involved in businesses and living in communities that money is a big issue, and it's not something that should be ignored. It's not something that we should approach that it's irrelevant. And it's something that's very important. The Gemara introduces to us in this week's parsha the parsha of a shor that gores another person. The chiyigov shor ish. I'm sorry, I read the wrong pasuk. One second. I'm in the wrong parsha. This is missing pages, this Nitziv. Here. Ono da kishor nagahu mit moshul shom. Sorry, no. No, here's the pasuk. Oh, that's why. It doesn't have the beginning. This is missing a page. You have a chumash? You have a regular chumash? Missing the whole beginning of Parsha Mishpatim. Wow. But Imamish starts, this is unbelievable. It starts the first page of Mishpatim. This is like in the middle of the Parsha. First page of Mishpatim in this Nitziv, Libby, is the Nitziv that I need. Huh? It's actually the first Nitziv in this week's Parsha. This is already Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Tes, first Nitziv. That's Hashkacha. That's Hashkacha. There's a little more Hashkacha. We're getting to the Hashkacha. I'm going to tell you about how I decided what to speak about this morning when I got into my car on the way to Shacharis. We'll get to there. So Gemara says, the Torah says, "V'chi gach shor es ish o isha." What happens if a shor doesn't gore another animal? We'll deal with this next year. That was your kasha last night, what we're learning, Bava Kama. Umeis, and then he dies. Sako yisakel ashor v'lo yecholos besoro bal ashor naki. The shor has to be killed. The im shor nagach hu mitmol shilshom v'hud v'bal v'lo yishmerenu v'ameis ish o isha v'heimis ish o isha ashor yisakel v'gamba alav yimas. But I just read to you two psukim. Again, pasuk chav ches. V'chi yigach shor is es ish o isha v'ameis. If an ox gores and kills a person, right? What happens? Sakol yisakel, ashor. What happens, everybody say? Shor gets skila. Okay? V'im shor nagachu mitmol shulshom v'huod bivalov v'lo yishmereno v'hemis isho isha ashor yisakel v'gam balov yimas. And if the shor gores three times and his owner, we testified and gave a warning to his owner, v'lo yishmerenu v'heimis isho isha ashor yisakel v'gam balov yimas, the shor is killed. Anyone have a question, Rabbi Isai? Anyone have a pashut kasha that you can't read these psukim straight? Yes, Sofer. Oh. So Baruch Hashem, you were mechavin to a gemar b'makama on daf mem aleph amid aleph. V'chimiyacher d'mitam katlinam le mu'ad heichi mishkachas lo. Once you kill the animal on strike one, when he was a tam, at that original pasuk chav ches, So how do you have the second pasuk? Mu'ad heichi mishkachas lo. This animal is supposed to be dead. Everything's talking about a person. Shor haniskal is only...
Three times.
Everything is talking about a person. Shor haniskal is talking about a person. It kills a person. So the Gemara has a few answers to this kasha. But I'd like to focus on one of the answers to this kasha. Before I get to the answer to this kasha, I would like to highlight the end of this pasuk. Hashor yisakel v'gam ba'alov yumas. And also, his owner, Rabbi Isai, is killed. Anyone have a problem with that pasuk?
We never kill the owner.
We don't kill the owner. We don't kill Chalila. Can you imagine having a death penalty for? Can you imagine, Rabbi Yisai, this was the livestock. This was people's property. This was people's business. So an animal gets out of hand, and gores and kills. Can you imagine a car? You know, now we have cars that can drive on their own, right? They can pick up. Now Knight Rider is like a Dvar Yom Biyomo. That's like a. I don't even know if you know what I'm talking about. Do you guys know Knight Rider? Yeah. That was like my favorite show. I had the little toy. I had it. I even had what's his name? That guy with the leather jacket. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Come on. You know, with the red shirt and the blue pants and the. I had a little toy like a figurine like of him, and it was a geschmack. Yeah, that was a geschmack toy. So. So I also had the A-team, the A-team van. At the A-team. That would be, I'm sorry. I take A-team's my favorite show. Michael Knight, right, exactly. Oh, great. So Baruch Hashem for the iPhone. Oh. So everybody say, why am I talking about this? Oh yeah, so imagine a car that just goes in and just and kills someone. It's very unfortunate. I remember I had a friend. Had a friend in Ensis who I call, a really close friend of mine, a guy we were very close. And Nebuch, he got into, he unfortunately hit a guy, and he didn't see, it's a horrible thing, and it's traumatic, and it's difficult. But, these things happen, and, we're not going to put the guy to death, you know what I'm saying? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, you're right, we're not going to put the guy to death, so what's with that language? So what's the language? It says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Kemisas habaylim kach misas hashor. So the Gemara says you're right, but the skila of this animal, you should know, by the way, needs to go through the same exact process that were it the owner themselves to have done this, they would need capital punishment, they would need 23 dayanim, it would not be sufficient with a financial court, 23 dayanim, you need the full-fledged Kachmises habaylim, kachmises ashor, and the Gemara goes on and in Sanhedrin and learns other halachas. It has to be edus bifnei baldin. It has to be all the rules and regulations as if it was really a misa of the baylim. Halo davaru, very interesting. But at the end of the day, Rabbi say, ein amikra yotze midei pshuto. You can't ignore the pashut pshat of the psukim. And what does the Pashup? You're right. We have drushas, we have gemaras. It means the same bezdin, the 23 dayanim, and the same process, and the same edus, and the same drisha v'chakir. You need all the same things as if the Bailam was the one who's being judged. But Rabbi said the Rabbi Shalom knows how to say that if he wants to say it. And he chose to use that very startling language of the gambal of you must. How do we get around pshuto shel mikra? Ein amikra yotze midei pshuto. Gemara tells us that pshuto shel mikra at the end of the day still lives, has a life, has a pshat, has a message, with perhaps one exception in the Gemara in Yevamis. Comes along the Nitziv, the first Nitziv in this broken Nitziv. Half of a fella. And he says something that's scary. Vigam ba'alav yumas. Literally translated as what? He will die. Zok the Nitziv. Umikoma kom nira. Shelo lahotzi mashmaos yumas midei pshuto. The Torah is not totally ignoring the word yumas out of its pashut explanation. V'achi perusho shehu miyud lavo lidei miso bebezdin sheachar shelo shamar shoro hamuad lekachnikar Shekal alav chomer shmichas damim, v'sofo shiyarog hu es ha'adam. V'sofo shehu yarog es ha'adam. Says the Nitziv, you're right. We're not going to kill you right now. We're not going to give you misa, and the shor is the one that's going to get the actual misa over here. But don't ignore the pashut pshat of the psukim. The Rebbeinu Shalom is telling you, if you keep up this behavior, if you continue on this mahalach, apparently you don't have sensitivity towards the lives and you're not concerned about the people around you. And eventually, there will be a din Torah about your ritzicha. And you will come to do that. Now this nitziv, in my opinion, has really sources from the Gemara itself. Because if you look at that Gemara in Sanhedrin, that concludes that you need 23 dayanim for the Mises Hashor because of the linkage. Kemises habaylin kach Mises Hashor. The Gemara says, Abayi asked the question, maybe that's not the pshat in the pasuk. Listen to what Abayi says. Ema l'ktolahu da'asa. Maybe it means, and the Kedusha Aran points out, that what? We should really kill, according to Abaye, the owner. So the Gemara has a drasha at the end of the day telling us why we can't kill the owner in this situation. But the Gemara thought, Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Simcha Bonim tells us that every Hava Mina has a pshat. Every Hava Mina has to be understood in a base medrash. It's not just Narishkeit. And there is a connection to this shore killing, to the owner that's killing. A lack of sensitivity to those that are around you, to the environment that you're in, to allowing a shore to get away with whatever it wants and not protecting the people around you and tying down your shore and your assets. It's gonna come back to bite you. And Abai even thought, maybe we should even punish the guy right now. A peladik of Gemara. A serious havam, you know, according to the Chidushi Aran's pshat in that Gemara. But Rabbi said, let's get back to our original question. How does this shor muad exist? If it's killed on the first time, then it's never going to be around for the third time. The psukim don't read straight. If he's sakol yisakel on the first strike, so then when do you ever get to three strikes? You know what the Gemara Baba Kama says, Rav Papa tells us. Rav Papa tells us. Says the Gemara and the Rambam Paskins like this. You know how it got to three? Amar Rav Papa. Dekato va'arak la'ama, dekato va'arak la'agma. The shore gored and jumped into the swamp. It gored and jumped and killed and jumped into the swamp. Boisai, paraphrasing the Gemara, you know how this animal got away with it? He was boireach. He fled the scene of the crime. He got away with it. Says the Gemara, he got away with it the first time. He got away with it the second time. We weren't able to catch him originally. But Zok the Gemara, says the Pasuk, the next Pasuk, the third time we're going to kill him. And now, the Gam Bal Hashor Yumos. Let's take this Gemara and let's put it together with the Nitziv on that Pasuk. There are people in life that think that you can get away with it. That you can hide behind, you know, and pull some shtick and not get caught. And that's the way they run their lives. What works, works. Says the Gemara, it might have worked once. It might have worked twice. But you know what? Alashor Yumos. Person who's living a life of just being bereach, of not being honest, of cutting corners, of thinking he can get away with it. Torah says now, in the second pasuk, once it happens three times and it's a continuous and it's a mahalach and it's a chazaka, that you're just allowing this animal and you're not taking matters into your own hands, you're not being careful on the way you deal with your mammon, says the Gemara, the gamal ashor yumos. Says the Netziv, this is going to catch up to you. You might not have gotten caught till now, but you will be the one who's punished. And says the Netziv, you're going to get caught red-handed. It's not even going to be your shor next time. You have a lack of sensitivity towards the one around you. You have a lack of sensitivity towards the business world around you, towards the government around you. Gambal Ashor Yumos. You'll get caught. Kadosh Baruch Hu is being made. Because you think that the Rabbeinu Shalom is not watching. You think that there's no one that's recognizing everything that you're doing. Rebbeinu Shlom says a life of bricha, a life of jumping into the agam, a life of jumping into the swamp and thinking, I got away with it and now I could be wealthy and I can live on that, it will change. And you will see. You must in the future. This is going to come back to bite you. This is going to be something that's going to turn into a disastrous situation that said the Netziv only started off with your shor killing someone, but since you never took the protection and you never made sure to rectify it, it's going to lead to your own reticha, says the Netziv. Don't forget Pshuto Shel Mikra. Don't think that you can live a life of bricha. Don't think that you can live a life of getting away with it, Rabbi Yisai. The mammon of a yid has to be erlich, has to be emistic, has to be complete, has to be tmimistic. One thing that I'm so proud of my yeshiva, I'm so proud of being a Talmud of my rebbeim that I look up to, that Parshas Mishpatim is taken into account with the same consideration as Parshas Yisro. First Rashi in this week's Parsha. Ve'elim Mishpatim. We have to link the mammon, the money, the money, the masayim, the marbin nechosim, to kabbalas haTorah, to yirah shamayim. There is no bricha. There is no kotol v'orak la'agam. There is no getting away with it. What's emes is emes. What's true is true. Gezalakum is gezalakum. And if not, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, yeah, maybe once or twice. But I'm keeping cheshbon. The gambal of Yumos. The gambal of Yumos that Abaye thought we should now actually give him misa mamish. And then the Tziv says, even la halacha, that we don't paskin like Abaye, we don't give him misa, says in the Tziv, the Rebbeinu Shalom saying, this is not going to last for a long time. This is not going to last. Don't think that the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't have a way of fearing the Velt, of taking care of this. But I wasn't sure what. I had a suffix about a certain shmooze this morning that I decided not to give. But I was clearing, as I was walking the Shacharis, different ideas of that I was going to give the shmooze this morning. And I was walking into my car. And the Rebbeinu Shalom told me what to talk to you guys about. Because in the back of my tire, on my driveway, as I was getting into my car, Mishpacha magazine, which is thrown out on Thursday mornings, was on my driveway. My wife gets Mishpacha magazine for her and the kids. And on the top of Mishpacha magazine, you all see it soon, the cover says in big, bold letters, "The Disease of Escape." Now, it happens to be, I looked at the article quickly before I came, it's talking about something totally different. It's talking about drugs and painkillers and opioids. Yeah, all. It's talking about something different. But when I saw that, I just stopped. Like, the Rebbeinu Shalom was talking to me. The Rebbeinu Shalom was saying, there's a disease. There's a disease in Parshas Mishpatim. There's a disease in Mammon. There's a disease that people think that they have. Yeah, all right, I'm sorry, yeah, the shore, Nebuch, it's not my problem. I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, and you know what? And probably the Bailim opened up the gate to allow the shore to escape before Bezdin came so that they could kill the shore. He was Arak La'agam, had the shore get away. The Bailim knew, the Bailim was aware, the Bailim was involved. They warned the Bailim. But he allowed the Pesach. He allowed the Bricha. He allowed the disease of escape. He allowed himself to cut the corners, to not be honest, to now decide, you know, who cares? I'm not going to get caught, so then if I'm not going to get caught, then it's mutter. No, it's not. That's a disease. You have to be just as tmimistic when it comes to your mammon, when it comes to your parshas mishpatim, as you do when it comes to your Avodah Ben Adam L'Mah. That's also Parshas Yisro. Ve'ele mishpatim. These dinim have to be with the same severity, with the same tmimiskait, with the same yirashamayim. Hallow davar. Parshas mishpatim. Kodesh Baruch Hu decides, I'm going to have one parsha that's going to talk about the mammon for the mikdash. It's going to talk about the money and your shkalim and your cash that I want you to collect for what? For the service of HaKadosh Baruch. But you know what that shekel has to look like? That shekel has to be a shekel, like Moshe Rabbeinu was shown by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a shekel of Eish. Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the shekel of Eish off of the Kisei HaKavod, and he showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know what I think that Medrash is telling us? When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to a Yarei Shamayim, when it comes to a person that wants to be involved in Avodas Hashem, that wants to be a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Mammon, your Machtis HaShekel for the service and for the Karbonos for the rest of the year has to be the purest money. Rabbi say there's dinim about this. The Magen Avraham talks about collecting in Esnon Zayna Bizman Hazeh if shuls want to collect funds from treif cash. Esnon Zayna. The Machtis HaShekel has to be money that comes from the Kisei HaKovid. The Mishpatim has to be Ve'ele Mishpatim. And not Arak. La'agma. Not money that was attained because I got away with it. Because I was successful. I was sly. I was slick. But he said, we have to make sure. And it's hard. It's hard to fall into this trap. But unfortunately, eventually, like the Netziv tells us in this week's parsha, not only will you suffer the consequence, everybody say. But you guys have all seen the New York Times. You guys have all seen when these scandals come out. You guys have all seen the Chilul Hashem that happens when the people actually get caught. And anyone who thinks that the Rabbeinu Shalom does not have a cheshbon, that the Rabbeinu Shalom does not have a way of directing his world to make sure that the person who's responsible and who was wrong in what he did and how he obtained that money is not going to get the Misa, then says the Netziv, you're arguing with Pshuto Shomikra. Don't forget about the Pshuto Shomikra. You might not be held responsible right away, but this happens three times, I guarantee you, and you continue this life and this disease of escape, and this impure money, says the Netziv, the consequences will come. Begamba alohimos. So Rabbi Yisai, let's combine the two Sifrei Torah of this week's parsha. Let's make sure that our Avodas Hashem is going to be pure, both in our yeshiva days and in our business days, and that the values and the mishpatim that we're linking to Har Sinai are going to be those same mummanis and those same mems and those same money that will be the machtis hashekel that will be collected for the karbonos of Hashem that is the purest of the pure from the kisei hakavod that will be nothing to do with shtick, nothing to do with cutting corners, nothing to do with trying to get out of this and get out of that. Again, if you have psak, you have psak. But ask shailos. Ask the correct mahalach. Ask, make sure that even in these matters, that you are an Eved Hashem, and that your Machtis HaShekel is coming from Mishpatim that are linked to Har Sinai. Then Amir Tzah Hashem, we will not, Chas V'Shalom, be Mechal Shem Shemayim, with the Gamba Love Yumos, with the leading of the news, with the unfortunate consequences that the Netziv is telling us that are inevitable, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure is going to happen. And that's what's happened in the past with the disease of escape. But Adrabah, when we are seen
and people look at us and they see, wow, how erlich they are, how yosher they are, how emistic they are, how tmimistic they are. Look at their machtes ha-shekel. Look at their money that's coming from the kisei ha-kovid. Look what they use their money for. Look what they're focused on their money from. And look how emistic their money is. Then it's not going to create a chil Hashem. It's not going to create the gamba love yumas. It's not going to lead that direction. It's going to lead to the greatest kiddush Hashem possible. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim. Let's link with the vav ha-chibur, the mishpatim, to Yisro, to Kabbalah Satayra, and to the machtzis ha-shekel of this week's parashah.